Today's message is taken from the book of Daniel.
今天正道是来自于但以理书。
I'll invite Wen to read to you from chapter 2, verses 31 to 35.
我会为大家读第二章31到35节。王啊，你梦见一个高大宏伟、极其明亮的雕像站在你面前，相貌可怕，有纯金的头、银的胸和臂、铜的肚腹和大腿、铁的小腿和半铁半泥的脚。在你观看的时候，有一块非人手凿出的石头打在雕像半铁半泥的脚上，砸碎了脚，铁、泥、铜、银、金随即粉碎，犹如夏天道场上的糠秕被吹得无影无踪。但打碎这像的石头变成一座大山，充满整个大地。
Daniel chapter 2 verses 31 to 35. You looked, O king, and there before you stood a large statue, an enormous dazzling statue, awesome in appearance. The head of the statue was made of pure gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of baked clay. While you were watching, a rock was cut out, not by human hands. It struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and smashed it. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were broken to pieces at the same time and became like chaff on a threshing floor in the summer. The wind swept them away without leaving a trace. But the rock that struck the statue became a huge mountain and filled the whole earth. These few verses describe a dream that the king had.
这集解经文讲的就是那个王当时做的梦。
It was a mystery to him.
对于他来说是一个奥秘。
To many, Christianity is a mystery.
对于许多人来说，基督徒、基督教就是一个奥秘。
God is God.
上帝是上帝。
Why should he come to die for sinners?
他为什么会来这为世人而死呢？为罪人而死呢？
It seems a mystery.
看上去好像是个奥秘。
So the apostle Paul says.
所以使徒保罗说。
Great is the mystery.
这伟大的就是这奥秘。
Here, this king was a great king.
这里的王当时是一个非常卓、非常显赫的王。
He was the most powerful, one of the most powerful kings.
他事实上是最强大的王之一。
And the prophet Daniel,
以及先知但以理。
He said, "Oh, King, you are the King of Kings."
他说，王，你是万王之王。
So quite an awesome king, right?
这是一个非常令人敬畏的王。
One night he had a dream.
有一天晚上，他做了一个梦。
And this dream that we just read to you about,
刚才我们读的这几节经文，他的梦
absolutely terrified him.
使他甚为可怕。
Why?
为什么？
Because he couldn't understand what the dream meant.
因为他不明白这个梦到底是什么意思。
And so his sleep was troubled.
所以呢，他就很心很乱，就不能入睡。
He couldn't sleep.
他不能睡觉。
Whether it was Mao Tai or vodka, no matter what he tried, he couldn't sleep.
不论他是喝茅台呀，还是喝其他的烈酒，他都睡不着。
And here was a man with enormous wealth and enormous power.
他的财富、他的权力、他的大能是非常强大，是很多很多的。
He had control over other people and other nations.
他控制了很多的地方、很多的国土。
But great as he was,
但是就像他这样的伟大
，He couldn't control his sleep.
他甚至都不能控制他的睡眠。
Has a reminder to us.
这是给我们的一个提醒。
We may try to control over many things.
我们或许会尝试着去控制很多事情。
But our lives are not in our hands to control.
但是我们的生命却不是在我们的手里来控制。
Where you come from?
你从哪里来？
You have no control.
你是控制不了的。
Where you are going?
你要去到哪里？
is up in the hands of God Almighty.
是取决于上帝全能的上帝。
And so here was this King of Kings.
所以这里万王之王。
He couldn't sleep.
他睡不着觉。
His sleep was troubled.
他心里很烦，无法入睡。
He was powerless against a dream.
他是对于他所做的梦是没有任何能力的。
Day and night he was haunted by this dream.
每一天都被这个梦所困扰着。
Think about this dream.
想着这个梦。
He was a huge, awesome, dazzling statue of gigantic size.
在那里有个高大宏伟、极其明亮的雕像。
Is dazzling with gold and silver and bronze and iron.
是有金、有银、有铜、还有铁。
Yet we are told that one little stone.
但是这里告诉我们有一块石头。
Knocked it down.
就把它击碎了。
That stone grew.
这个石头长大。
And became a huge mountain.
变成了一座大山。
And it filled the earth.
充满了全地。
And where was this giant, awesome statue?
那么这个强大的、巨大的这个雕像去哪儿了呢
？It crumbled，
它就变小了。
It turned to dust，
它就变成了灰。
The wind came，
风来了。
And it was gone，
它就被吹飞了。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹们
，Our earthly life is a bit like this。
我们这世上的生命就像这样一样。
You might be the richest man on earth。
你或许就是这世界上最富有的人。
One day you will fall。
有一天你也会倒下。
And in Australia they say you fall 6 feet underground。
在澳大利亚，他们说你是倒下到
six feet，
是倒下六尺那么深。
In other words, you will die and they bury you 6 feet underground。
换句话说，就是你死了，他们会把你埋在六尺深之下。
After three or four generations, your descendants are forgotten where you are.
在三四代之后，你的后裔们都已经忘了你的存在。
So this king was troubled.
所以这个王他的心里很乱。
Now he was a powerful king.
他是很强大的王。
He had under his command.
在他的权柄之下。
All the wise men of his empire,
所有他皇宫的那些智者们
astrologers,
那些就像天文学家
sorcerers,
术士
magicians,
巫师
wise men,
还有那些行法术的
he told them, come and tell me, give me an interpretation to the dream.
他就告诉他们说，你们来给我解释我梦的意思。
The king said, oh well, if you have the interpretation, surely you know what the dream is. Tell me the dream and its interpretation.
所以王说，如果你知道我这个梦的解释的话，那你肯定知道我做的梦是什么。你来告诉我我做的梦，以及告诉我这个梦的解释。
Now the king may be a bad sleeper.
这个王可能睡得不好。
But he wasn't stupid.
但是他不是愚蠢的。
If he told them the dream,
如果他把他的梦告诉给他们，
and the 10 wise guys,
有十个智者。
Each one of them may give their interpretation.
每个人可能给出他们自己的解释。
So how would you know who is right and who is wrong?
所以你怎么知道哪个是对的，哪个是错的？
So he said, if you guys know the right interpretation,
所以他说，如果你们知道正确的解释的话，
then surely you will know my dream.
那么肯定你们会知道我的梦到底是什么。
They said, okay, how can that be?
他们说，王啊，我们怎么可能知道？
Tell us your dream.
告诉我们你做的是什么梦。
And we'll give you our interpretation.
然后我们会告诉你我们的解释。
The king was angry.
王就很愤怒。
He said, "I'm gonna. If you don't give me the right answer, I'm gonna tear you from limb to limb."
所以王说，如果你不告诉我梦的解释的话，我将会把你们击碎。
Not a very nice way to end, isn't it?
这是一个不是很好的方式来结束生命，对吗
？One horse. They tie one rope to one horse on this side.
他们一个马在那抓着，绑着你的身体。
And then.Another horse tied to your hand on the other side.
另一面是另一匹马绑着你的另一只手。
One slap of both horses.
这两匹马一起走的时候。
They go in separate directions.
他们就去了不同的方向。
That's how you are torn apart.
那么你就会被五马分尸。
That's what it means for the English saying to be torn from limb to limb.
这就是五马分尸的意思。
And so, the commander of the king.
所以王的护卫长
went to look for Daniel,
就去找但以理
not to ask for advice,
不是去寻求他的想法，他的 忠告。
But also to take him for execution.
而是要去抓他，来处死他。
So look at verse 13.
所以来看第十三节。
So the decree was issued to put the wise men to death.
于是处死智者的谕旨发出。
And the men were sent to look for Daniel and his friends to put them to death.
这个人去找但以理和他的同伴，都是要把他们处死。
So Daniel was also amongst the wise men.
所以但以理也是这一群智者当中的一个。
So because the rest couldn't give the answers, he was also included. He was also due to be killed.
因为那十个智者他们不能解释给王，所以呢，他也是在这被杀的行列当中。
But one thing Daniel had that the others did not have.
但是有一件是但以理所拥有的，其他人没有的。
He had a faith in the true God.
他有对于真实上帝的信心。
How do we know that he had faith in the true God?
我们怎么知道他有对真神的信心呢？
Because he prays to the God who answers his prayers.
因为他向那个来回应他祷告的真神来祷告。
So when the commander Arioch came to Daniel,
所以当王的护卫长亚略来到但以理的面前。
Come on, Daniel, it's time for you to die.
来吧，但以理，现在是你的死刻了。
He said, "Morgan, fine."
你说不会这么快。
Not so quick. He said, "Take me to the king."
他说把我带去见王。
I want to see the king.
我想要过去见王。
And when he went to the king, he said, "King, give me some time."
他说当他去见到王的时候，他求王给他点时间。
What did he want the time for?
他为什么想要点时间呢？
To settle his business affairs.
是不是想要来处理一下后事呢？
To write his will.
来写他的遗嘱呢？
No,
不是的。
He said, "King, give me some time."
他说王，请给我点时间。
I will seek my God.
我来寻求我的神。
As to your dream,
来解决你的梦。
How can we ordinary people read your mind?
我们这些普通人怎么可以来读你的思想呢？来读你的梦呢？
But I believe in the God who knows everybody's heart and mind.
但是我所相信的上帝是了解任何人的心思的上帝。
Right now, as you're looking towards us here.
就在此刻，当你看到我们的时候
，The true God is looking into your heart.
真神正在看向你们的心。
So you're thinking of dinner.
所以你想着我们晚餐吃什么
？He says, "I will tell you what the dinner is."
他说我会告诉你晚餐是什么。
Because Daniel said to the king.
因为但以理对王说
，I know the God who can give you the interpretation.
我认识的那位上帝，他可以赐给你解释。
Give me time.
给我点时间。
So the king said, "Okay, go."
所以王说，你去吧。
So he went home.
他就回家了。
He got his three friends with him.
他就把他的三个朋友都叫在一起。
Let's pray.
他说我们一起祷告。
Ask that God will give me the interpretation.
我们来求上帝来赐给我理解。
Otherwise, not only will we die.
不然的话，不止我们会死。
But all the rest will die.
其他人全都会死。
You see, Daniel was not just thinking of himself.
你看但以理，他想的不是光是他自己。
He was thinking about all the others who were under the condemnation of death.
因为他想的是所有是在死之下的人。
May Daniel be a good example and a good reminder to us.
愿但以理都是给我们的一个提醒。
We who have the faith in the true God.
我们这些对真神有信心的人。
We who know Jesus Christ.
我们这些认识耶稣基督的人。
We should not just think about ourselves.
我们不应该只想着自己。
Think of all others who are under the condemnation of sin.
想着那些都在罪的定罪之下的人，都在死的定罪之下的人。
Because as Pastor Catherine reminded us,
正如 Catherine 牧师来提醒我们
，The one reason that Jesus came,
主耶稣他来的。一个原因
He came to set us free.
就是使得我们被释放的自由。
He came to be good news.
他来成为那福音。
He came to give us life.
他来赐给我们生命。
If you want life,
如果你想要生命
say yes to Jesus.
你说是的，主耶稣。
It is easy.
是很容易的。
But it's not cheap.
但不是便宜的。
Because he died for us.
因为他为我们而死。
So the king gave permission to Daniel, and Daniel went and with his friends. They prayed to the God of heaven.
所以王就允许了但以理的请求，但以理回去了，和他的同伴们一起祷告。
And then, verse 19.
第十九节。
During the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision.
这奥秘在夜间的异象中向但以理显明。
God revealed to Daniel.
上帝把他展示给但以理。
The same dream that God had given to the king Nebuchadnezzar.
就是同一个那个 当时的王尼布甲尼撒王所做的梦，上帝已经把他同样的展示给但以理。
Now what time? This is not a fable, not a story. This is a true story.
这个不是一个假，一个编造出来的故事，它是真实的，它是历史上的事件。
This happened about 2,600 years ago.
这是发生在大概2600年之前。
At that time,
在那个时候。
In China or Rome,
在中国或者是罗马
money was not in round circles like that.
钱币呢不是像一个这圆的一个币一样
In those days in China,
在那个时候的中国
money looked like this.
钱看上去就像这样一样
Next one. Do you know what this is called?
你知道这是叫什么吗
Knife currency.
叫刀币
So at the time when they used these kind of things as money in China.
所以在那个时代，中国使用刀币来作为他们的金钱交易。
Daniel believed in a God of who is the Lord of heaven.
但以理相信全能的上帝。
And when Daniel was said to be amongst the wise men,
当但以理是在那被要杀的所有的智者当中。
In China,
在中国的时代。
Look at the next guy. Before Daniel faced the lions, next one.
在但以理去到那个狮子笼之前
When Daniel was confronting the King of Kings, the wise man of China, Lao Tzu, was just born.
在但以理去和王说的时候，中国的老子刚刚出生。
And the next wise man of China,
在老子之后的下一位智者，
孔子，
就是孔子。
Next one.He was born 50 years later.
他是在五十年之后才出生的。
So it's not only some wise people in China.
所以不仅是在中国的那些智慧家。
They were also wise people before their time.
还有在他们之前所生的那些智者。
What was the vision that God had revealed to Daniel?
上帝展示给但以理的那个意象是什么？
Let's look at the next one.
让我们看下一个。
It was an image of a huge giant statue.
它是一个很大的雕像。
Head of gold.
它的头是金的。
Arms and chest of bronze.
银的胸和臂。
Belly and thigh, of arms and chest of silver.
它的胸和臂都是银做的。
And the belly of bronze.
它的肚腹是铜。
Legs of iron.
他的腿小腿是铁做的
But the feet was a mixture of iron and clay.
但是他的脚却是半铁半泥的
As you know, iron is strong.
大家都知道铁是很强壮的
But clay is weak.
但是泥却是没有那么强壮的
So don't be a half-hearted Christian.
所以不要成为半信半疑的那些基督徒们
Christ is strong.
基督是坚固的
But clay is weak.
但是泥却是柔软的
And what did the king see?
王看到的是什么?
Let's have a look at the next one. He saw this huge, mighty, dazzling statue.
他看到了这个高大宏伟、极其明亮的雕像。
Now, different people have different interpretations.
不同的人，他们有不同的翻译、不同的解释。
But we have what is clearly told to us in Scripture.
但是我们所拥有的是在经文里明确指出的。
Here in Scripture,It is said, King, Daniel said to the king.
所以这里的经文说，但以理对王说
，The head of gold,
金的，纯金的头
，That's you.
那是你。
After you will come another kingdom.
在你之后还会有另一个国
，of silver.
就是银做的。
And then the third kingdom.
然后第三个国
，of bronze.
就是铜。
And then the fourth kingdom.
然后还有第四个国
，of iron.
就是铁。
Whose feet?
他的脚
is a mixture of gold, iron and clay.
是半铁半泥的。
And so, never mind what the interpretation is, by the human, but by the modern experts.
在我们现代人的解释，不论他们的解释是什么样子的。
Thank you. But for us,
对于我们来说
，May I present to you the pictures as is described in the Bible?
愿我给大家指示出来，在圣经当中所讲出的这个雕
像。The first scene.
所看到的第一个场景
A huge, dazzling, awesome figure.
第一个场景就是一个高大宏伟的雕像
frightening.
很可怕。
And then the second scene.
第二个场景。
Let me read to you the second scene.
让我给大家读第二个场景。
It is in verse 34.
是在第三十四节。
Here Daniel is speaking to the king.
这里但以理对王说话。
He says, while you were watching,
他说在你观看的时候
a rock was cut out not by human hands.
有一块非人手凿出的石头。
So first you see a huge awesome figure.
首先你会看到一个高大宏伟的雕像。
Then you see the face of a rock.
然后你看到了一个石头的画面。
And from the face of the rock,
从这个石头的画面开始
Without seeing any hands, you see a little stone cut out.
没有看到这个手，但是却看到这个石头给雕出来了。
Now in those days, they didn't have computer graphics.
那个时候他们没有电脑特技。
It's miraculous.
这是一个超乎神迹，这是一个超
神奇的。Without human hands, a stone is cut out of a rock.
没有人手，但是石头却凿出来了。
What do we understand it to be?
我们明白这是什么呢
？Supernatural，
这是超自然的。
Right. Supernaturally, a stone comes out of the rock.
超自然的一块石头从一块大石当中出来。
And then what happens?
然后发生什么呢
？The third scene.
第三个场景。
Here is this huge, awesome statue.
这个高大宏伟的雕像。
Representing the empires and the power and the strength.Of the world,
代表着世上的那些强大的国家、强大的人，他们的权力。
On the one side, the awesome power of man's wisdom and strength.
是另一个是人们的力量和人们的知识。
On the other side,
在另一面
，a little stone,
有一个石头
，from God,
从上帝那里来的。
Now to the Jews,
对于犹太人来说。
What did the rock represent?
石头代表的是什么
？Turn with me to Psalm 18, verse 2.
请大家翻开诗篇第十八章第二节。
Psalm 18, verse 2 says.
诗篇第十八章第二节说。
The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
耶和华是我的磐石，我的堡垒，我的拯救者。我的上帝是保护我的磐石，我的盾牌是拯救我的力量，我的堡垒。
So even though in the picture it shows a little stone cut from the rock.
所以在这个画面里，即使是一块大石当中出来雕出来的一个小石头。
On the other side, the awesome empires of the earth.
在另一个画面上是一个强大的这个世界上的国家。
This little stone comes.
这个小的石头来
hits the feet of the statue.
来击打着这个雕像的脚
The feet are broken.
这个脚就碎了
And then slowly the entire awesome figure is fractured.
慢慢的，整个的这个高大宏伟的雕像就变就砸碎了
And then the whole thing crumbles.
这整个雕像就变成粉碎
becomes a pile of dust.
就成为了粉末。
And then the wind comes.
风来了。
And the empires of the world.
这世上的国列国。
The glories of the earth.
在这世上的荣耀。
The strength of human achievement.
人们所得到的那些强大的力量。
They are gone with the wind.
他们就全都随风而去了。
And if you set your heart.
如果你把你的心定在。
On the things of this world.
把你的心定在这世上的事情。
If you seek to be great in this world.
如果你寻求着是成为这世上的伟大的人。
Question is.
问题就是。
Where will you be?
那么你将会去到哪儿呢
？The stone.
石头。
It's a tiny little stone.
这个小石头是很小的磐石。
It grows.
它就变强大。
And grows.
变成了很大。
And grows.
变成很大。
It becomes a great mountain.
它就变成了一座大山。
And the mountain keeps growing.
这个大山就越来越大。
And it keeps growing.
就越来越大。
Until it fills the whole earth.
直到它充满整个大地。
So we have two scenes.
所以这里有两个画面。
One, a scene of crumbling and destruction.
一个就是。粉碎了，是毁灭的。
And then, total destruction.
是完全的 毁灭的。
The other one, a little beginning.
另一个就是一个很小的一个开端，它开始变大，它开始变得越来越大。
To be the greatest of all.
就变成了这世上最伟大的。
If you had a choice.
如果你有个选择的话。
There are two ways to live.
人生有两条路。
Which would you choose?
你会选择哪一条呢？
What would you say to God?
你会对上帝说什么呢？
And so, when God gave this interpretation,
所以当上帝给出这个解释的时候，
to Daniel,
给了但以理，
Daniel went and told the king.
但以理就去了，告诉了王。
First, he began by saying, King, what is in your mind, no man can know.
他首先的是说，王啊，在你思想里的。别人是不知道的。
But I have sought my God.
但是我寻求着我的神。
And my God has revealed to me what he has revealed to you.
我的上帝已经展示给我他所指示给你的。
And the moment Daniel told the king the dream,
当但以理把这个梦告诉王的时候，
instantly,
立刻的，
he knew that the God of Daniel was a true God.
他这个王就知道但以理所信的神是真正的真神。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because no man can read another man's mind.
因为这世上的没有任何人可以读每个人读你们别人的梦。
God had revealed it to him.
上帝展示给他。
So when Daniel gave him the interpretation,
所以当但以理给出了他梦的解释的时候，
he knew that it was true.
他知道这是真实的。
There is an end to come.
会有最终的那一日。
No matter how great the empire,
不论这个王是多么伟大的。
Though he be called by the others king of kings,
即使他被别人称为万王之王。
Yet there is a king from on high that is above him,
但是还有一位在他之上的王。
Just like in ancient China,
正如在中国的古代。
During the winter solstice, 冬节，
是在冬节的时候。
The emperor will go to Taishan.
皇帝将会去到泰山。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he knows that above his head is another king.
因为他知道在他的头上还有一位神。
The Lord of heaven.
是天神，是上帝。
That's why the Cantonese say, 有眼不识泰山。
所以广东人他们会说有眼不识泰山。
You should surely know.
你肯定要知道。
What Taishan represents.
泰山代表的是什么？
Even the king bows before the king of heaven.
即使皇帝还要在上帝面前俯伏跪拜。
And so, when Daniel gave this interpretation,
所以当但以理给出这个梦的解释的
时候， It was a revelation of a mystery from God.
这是从上帝来的一个奥妙的一个启示。
It is also a revelation for you and I.
也是给予你和我的一个启示。
Because that little stone,
因为那一个小石头，
that knocked down the giant statue,
它来打碎了那个高大宏伟的雕像。
What does that remind us?
提醒着我们什么呢？
It reminds us a little bit of David and Goliath.
它提醒着我们，就好像大卫和歌利亚一样。
Goliath swung the sling and threw the stone and hit the giant Goliath.
是 David.
David swung the stone and hit Goliath.
所以大卫就拿个石头击打了歌利亚，就把歌利亚给打倒了。
But that stone did not grow into a giant mountain.
但是那个石头没有变成更大，变成一座伟大的大山。
We're talking about a different stone.
我们讲的是不同的故事。
This stone,
这个石头，
is a representation.
这个磐石它是一个象征。
Of God who is to come.
是代表着将要来的神。
God our Savior.
我们的救主。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4 tells us.
在哥林多前书第十章第四节告诉我们。
It tells us that Christ is the spiritual rock.
基督是属灵的磐石。
He is the one who gives the waters of life.
他是那位赐活水给生命的人。
And when Jesus came,
当耶稣来的时候，
and he brought the good news,
当他把好消息带给我们的时候，
it is the beginning,
这是一个开端，
of the growth of the kingdom of God,
是天国增长的开端，
that will one day fill the entire earth,
有一天会充满全地。
As the prophet Isaiah said in chapter 11,
正如先知以赛亚在十一章里说的，
as the prophet Habakkuk said in chapter 2,
正如哈巴谷 在哈巴谷书第二章说的
The earth
这世界
will be filled
将会被充满
with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord
是被认识耶和华知识的荣耀
as the waters cover the seas
来充满正如水充满洋海一样
If you don't understand
如果你不明白
take a bucket of water
你就拿一桶水
Pour it over yourself.
把浇在你的头上。
As surely as you get wet,
你肯定会全身都湿掉。
Would you get wet if we pour a bucket of water over you?
我们把一桶水浇向你的身体，你会不会全身都湿呢
？If not, I'll ask Lucas to help you.
如果你不相信的话，我们会请 Lucas 弟兄帮助你。
As surely as you get wet when water is poured over you,
当水浇在你的身体上的时候，你肯定会湿，这是确实的。
So surely will the earth.Be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God Almighty.
那么认识耶和华知识的荣耀将会充满全地是确实的。
Here is a mystery revealed to the king.
所以这里是一个奥秘展示给了王。
And which will be fulfilled by the coming of Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God.
就是当神子耶稣基督拿撒勒人耶稣基督来的时候，将会被履行。
So when you and I believe in Jesus Christ,
所以对于你和我相信主耶稣基督的人
，we are believing the word of God fulfilled through Jesus Christ.
我们相信的是在主耶稣基督身上所完全实现的那些先知的预言。
Jesus of Nazareth, He is Yahweh Himself.
拿撒勒人耶稣，他就是。上帝本身
He is Yahweh. He is the rock.
他就是那个磐石
He is the God of our rock.
他是我们的磐石
He is the rock of our salvation.
他是我们拯救的磐石
Amen.
Amen.
He is the rock of our salvation.
他是我们的拯救的磐石
And he, when Jesus came,
当耶稣来的时候
he took upon himself a title.
他背在他的身上一个头衔
The title that all the Jews understood to point to represent the Messiah
是每个犹太人都能明白指向弥赛亚的头衔
He took on the title of the Son of Man
他的头衔就是人子
Which is taken from this same book, the book of Daniel
就是从这一本但以理书
Daniel chapter 7 verse 13
但以理书第七章第十三节
I'll read to you verse 13
为大家读这十三节。
In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man.
我在夜间的异象中看见一位像人子的。
He was coming with the clouds of heaven.
驾着天云而来。
He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence.
到恒古长存者那里，被引到他面前。
Verse 14.He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him.
第十四节，他得到权柄、荣耀和国度，各族、各邦、各语族、各语种和的人都要侍奉他。
His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed.
他的统治直到永远，没有穷尽，他的国度永不灭亡。
The coming of Christmas.
即将到来的圣诞节
is a fulfillment of the prophetic dream given to the king.
是给这个王的梦，他的实现。
That little stone represented the birth of Jesus of Bethlehem.
那个小石头，它的代表着就是主耶稣基督在伯利恒出生。
He grew up.
他从小孩长起来，成长起在拿撒勒地方长大。
Began his ministry in Galilee.
在加利利开始他的传道。
Crucified at Golgotha.
在哥哥塔的十字架上被钉死
Rose from the dead
从死中复活
Paid the price for the sins of all sinners of all time
为在任何时代所有的罪人的罪而死付出了代价
So that whoever believes in him
以至于所有相信他的人
May join him
可以和他一起
In his victory
在他的得胜当中
In his resurrection
在他的复活里
To be with God forever
来永远的和上帝同在
Not like that statue
不像那个雕像
Which crumbles
他就被打碎了
And is blown away
被吹飞了
But those who believe in him
但是对于那些相信他的人将会成长
And be in the kingdom of heaven
成为天国的一部分
The Son of Man,
人子,
whose kingdom will never end.
他的国永无止境。
The Son of Man.
人子。
Who will have dominion.
他的权柄。
And every tongue and tribe will worship him.
各族各邦各语种的人都要来侍奉他，敬拜他。
This was the title that Jesus, the Son of God, took upon himself.
这就是主耶稣基督戴在他身上的那个头衔。
In the Gospels.
在福音书里。
In the four Gospels,
在这四本福音书里
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John,
马太福音、马可福音、路加福音，还有约翰福音
The title of the Son of Man,
人子的头衔
is mentioned more than 60 times.
提到了超过六十，提到了大概六十次
So that you and I may be absolutely sure,
使得你和我都可以确信
that little rock,
那个小磐石
that grows into a great mountain,
变成一座大山
that fills the whole earth.
充满了整个地全地
That is Jesus of Nazareth.
那就是拿撒勒人耶稣
The Son of Man.
人子
You know, why did Jesus come?
你知道为什么主耶稣来吗
It was because of God's love.
是因为上帝的爱
Because you and I were made in the image of God.
因为你和我都是照着上帝的形象造的
Without Jesus Christ,
没有耶稣基督的话
the weight of sin,
罪的代价、工价
even if it's just one sin,
即使就是一条罪
it will weigh us down into the eternity of hellfire,
就把我们重重地压到了永恒烈火燃烧的地狱里
But Jesus came,
但是耶稣来了
to pay the price for sin,
来为罪付出了罪的赎价
Pastor Catherine said,
正如 Catherine 牧师说的
He reconciles sinners with the Holy God.
他使得有罪的人和全和圣洁的上帝和好
By being the bridge.
来作为那座桥梁
A sinful humanity.
有罪的人类
Can come to a holy God.
可以进入到全能圣洁的上帝面前
Because through Jesus Christ,
因为透过耶稣基督
all our sins are cleansed.
我们所有的罪都被洁净了
We are made right with God.
我们可以和在上帝面前称义
This is the good news.
这就是好消息
That's why we celebrate Christmas.
这就是为什么我们庆祝圣
诞节 This is the good news.
这是福音
God who made us,
上帝创造了我们
wants us to be home with him.
想要我们回到天家和他在一起
That's why he sent his son.
这就是为什么他差遣了他的儿子
That's why the mystery was revealed.
这就是为什么这个奥秘被展示出来解释出来
So that you and I may understand.
使得你和我可以明白
And know how great a God we have.
来了解到我们的上帝是何等的怜悯。
How great is the love of God for us.
我们上帝对我们的爱是多么的伟大。
When we talk about the greatness of God.
当我们讲到了上帝的伟大。
It's about the greatness of his love.
是关于他爱的伟大。
It's about the greatness of his mercy.
是关于他怜悯的伟大。
It's about the greatness of his forgiveness.
是关于他赦免他。赦免的伟大
Knowing that in Jesus Christ,
知道在耶稣基督里
There's now a road that leads us home to heaven.
有一条路带领我们回到天家
And at Christmas time,
在圣诞节期间
We remind ourselves,
我们提醒自己
Why we believe,
我们为什么相信
Who we believe,
我们相信的是谁
We remind ourselves,
我们提醒我们自己
Why we believe,
我们为什么相信
What we believe,
我们相信的是什么
so that we may hold tight onto the salvation,
使得我们紧紧抓住救恩
to have faith in Jesus Christ,
在耶稣基督里有信心
is to know that our lives are on firm foundation,
就是知道我们的生命是在建在坚固的地基之上
not standing on powder that be blown away,
不是站在柔软的土地上将会被摧毁
but upon the unshakable rock of salvation,
我们是站在不被摇动的坚固的救恩上
that no earthly earthquake can shake.
这世上的地震都不可以把它震掉。
We have a great God.
我们有位伟大的上帝。
Let us hold on to Him.
让我们紧紧地抓住他。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Maybe you'd like to say with me.
或许你想和我们一起说。
Lord Jesus.
你说主耶稣。
Indeed.
确实。
You are the King of Kings.
你是万王之王。
You came to save us from our sins.
你来把我们从罪中释放来得救。
Great is your love.
你的爱是何等的伟大。
May we place our trust in you.
愿我们把我们的信靠都交托在你的手上。
May I believe and hold on to faith in you.
愿我来相信，把我的信心坚固在你身上。
Today and every day.
今天以至于生命的每一天里。
Knowing how great.
知道你是何等的伟大。
Is your love.
知道你的爱是多么的伟大。
Great is your work.
你的作为是何等的伟大
！To die for sinners，
你来为罪人而死
，So that we may be saints of God，
使得我们可以成为上帝的圣徒。
Lord，
主啊
，Arise in me，
请你在我里面兴起
，So that I may stand firm in you，
使得我可以站在你里面。
Let Christmas，
愿圣诞节
，Be Christ in me，
成为基督在我里面。
This year。
在今年里
and every year from now on,
以及从今开始的每一年里
in Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求
Amen.
Amen.